Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When we talk about homeless and needy people, we often don't distinguish between one sort of need or another. What we mean is that in the case of teenagers or young adults who are homeless, the needs can be very different from older adults.
Most of the time when a young person arrives at a shelter for the first time, they're pretty taken back by the fact that it's one humongous room with triple level bunk beds, maybe 200 men or 200 women in a room, sleeping face to face.
Rob Zargas runs Bridge Over Troubled Waters, a youth shelter right across the street from the Boston Common.
In our model, what we did is it's two young people in each room and it's private.
When we visited Bridge Over Troubled Waters this week, just ahead of Thanksgiving Day, we found we had to look up to Zargas, as he's such a big teddy bear of a man, but with a way about him that you can just tell makes the kids feel comfortable. For years, his organization has offered counseling and support to street kids in Boston, but recently, in response to increased demand, they started offering shelter, too. They converted their third-floor offices into bedrooms to be used only by 18 to 24-year-olds.
July 11th, we opened. We have not had an open bed once.
Why do you think that is?
While the adult shelter system is a very important service for young adults, it's not the best place for them. They're easily victimized, especially if they're new to the streets. And so we provide a safe place for them to be. It's not like a typical shelter where they're in at 7 at night and they're out at 7 in the morning. They can go downstairs and access all the services they need, case management, breakfast, lunch, places to shower, do their laundry. On our fifth floor, we have a GED program and a workforce development program. On our fourth floor is a full counseling department with adolescent counseling, substance abuse counseling. Sixth floor is our dental clinic. Right down the hallway here is our medical clinic. And so literally a young person could come into this building July 11th and not leave the building for 6 months.
Where are these kids coming from? Are they coming from homes where they've been either tossed out by their parents or they've left because they've had a disagreement? Are they coming out of the state youth services system because they've aged out of the system and can't stay with the state anymore?
The answer is yes. Yeah, to all of it. They could have been kicked out because of their mental illness or drug use, or maybe they turned 18 and their parents said, you know, unless you're going to provide, you need to move out. They may have been kicked out because they came out of the closet as LGBTQ youth. In Massachusetts, one in four LGBTQ youth become homeless. There's literally 100 different ways for 100 different kids of becoming homeless.
My name is Luis Rodriguez. I'm 22 years old. I'm from PR, Puerto Rico. Now I'm staying here at Bridge.
Luis certainly fits the criteria for getting a bed at Bridge, vulnerability and need.
I was referred by my doctor and from people from the adult shelter. I was a cancer patient, but I was in remission. But my immune system wasn't prepared for this type of environment of homelessness. So they advised me that the safest place I could go to was Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Luis first moved to Boston about a year and a half ago to get treatment for leukemia. He'd been living with his grandparents in Puerto Rico, going to college for microbiology. When he moved to Boston, he moved in with his uncle, but that didn't work out.
Then I moved with my dad that I haven't knew him for a while. And in the apartment, there were some situations where they took the apartment away. So all of us ended up in the street and my little brothers ended up in DSS custody. So I end up with my dad in Pine Street, one of the adult shelters. And from there, we began like our homelessness.
What has this place done for you?
Well, Bridge has done a lot for me. I thought that being homeless was dangerous for me and it was going to take me to bad places. But ever since I got here, I was helped. I was guided to the right place. They also had connected me with a lot of people who I've learned to care about, and they have given me a lot of opportunities to move forward.
Bridge set Luis up for a job interview with the Herb Chambers car dealerships to work as a valet. He expects to get the job. They let his younger brother into the shelter, too, and they get to share a room. And they connected him to Tufts University, where he's currently taking study skills classes to prepare him to be a student there next fall. And then there are the little things.
I'm kind of like a forgetful person, so I forget to take my medicines. But every morning, their staff reminds me of my taking my medicine. They keep track of my appointments, and they make sure that I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for my health.
With that sort of care, it's not surprising there are already a list of 25 kids waiting for one of Bridge's 12 beds. Rob Zargas, the shelter director, is hoping to expand that to 30 or 50 beds within the next 3 years. But he also feels like if Bridge is doing its job, those beds will turn over pretty quickly.
What we try to keep reminding them is that you're not moving in here. This is a stopping place for you. This is a place where you can stop, gather what you need, and then move on to your future. So we do have to constantly remind young people that this is not your home. Your home waits for you, and you will no longer be homeless when you move into your home.
So, as you move through your dinner routine with friends and family in your home on this Thanksgiving Day, consider Luis Rodriguez's. Every morning, Luis and his brother walk across the street to the edge of Boston Common, sit on a brick wall, and wait to meet and have coffee with their father, who's still homeless and living at the Pine Street Inn. They only spend a few minutes together. Luis is among the estimated hundreds of young people homeless in Boston today, but his is a different story. Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the only shelter dedicated to young people in Boston, helped him fill out the paperwork to get Section 8 housing. So, he should be living in his own place by Christmas, and he'll be living with a roommate, his little brother. That means two beds open up at Bridge, where today they'll serve the turkey and the trimmings on this Thanksgiving Day.